Blog Talk Radio.
Salute to the MCs. You're alive.
All right.
We are here. Welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by none other than the USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live with the dopest. And when I say the dopest, we're talking about P. Wise, the MC. What's going on, brother?
All right. How you feeling tonight, bro?
Man, feeling good, man. Feeling good. Feeling very good. What about yourself?
I'm good. Very happy to be here tonight. Very happy to be here.
Peace. Yeah, man. So we're here to talk about the latest single, Real Life, the realness, the struggle, the heartfelt lyrics, the bars, the gems, the jewels, all that. And really what I want to touch on is the background, like, you know, when you sat down and actually wrote it. I want to, you know, get a people, you know, that background, that insight into your mind and where you were going with it. So, but first, before we touch on the actual song, I just want to touch lightly on your background and where it all began for you.
Well, first off, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, so, and I was born in Brooklyn, New York, grew up in the 80s, you know. It was kind of crazy, you know, as far as Reaganomics and, you know, crack was took a strong hold on the neighborhoods at the time. So I saw a lot at that early age. And, you know, my mom decided that, you know, it was time to make a move, and she moved out to Jersey to try to make a better life for us. So I guess the motivation, I guess you could probably say, just came from just, you know, just seeing the things that I saw. My father, you know, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, he was what you would call a street cat. You know, he ran around the streets, you know, he did what he had to do to survive. So a lot of that just came from, you know, the hardships and stuff that I saw my mother go through, and the things, you know, that I saw my father, my brother. You know, he was incarcerated, you know, when he was, you know, he's been in and out of jail, you know, since he was like 16 years old. So sort of toll that it took on my mother and the family and things of that nature. So at first, I was like a guy that wrote poems and things like that. So I just channeled the way that I used to write poetry and just turned that into, you know, I guess you could say some hardcore lyrics. Not hardcore to what a lot of people are used to, but just turned that into some hardcore type lyrics.
Wow. How long you been doing it, man?
I've been doing this for about 20 years. Like, I'm a veteran. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm a veteran / rookie, if you really want to put it that way. So I've been doing this for a minute. You know, I've had a couple major deals on the table, but, you know, due to like creative differences and the fact that, you know, for lack of a better word, I wanted to keep my soul. You know, I've turned down a couple of deals and, you know, just decided to, you know, just just go my own route. And luckily, you know, it's paying off a little bit now here.
Wow. So when we think about the golden era of hip hop, and that's what you bring a lot of people back to with your words and your delivery and real hip hop, like purists, you know. What is the golden era for you? Like who's on top? Who's doing it back then for you?
I mean, like the golden era for me, like I said, when I was growing up, and like I said, when I first decided that, you know, hip hop was, you know, what I wanted to do. I guess you could kind of say, like you said, like I mean, there's so many, but just if I had to just go off the top of my head and just pick a few, I guess you could say, like I said, your Nasins, like I guess everybody, your Grandmaster Flashes, for me, what I think of, if you want to be an MC or any type of hip hop artist, I think you have to be a student of the game first. So I think a lot of the any MC that, you know, that came before us, you know, I think is what you should set the bar as far as, you know, what you want to try to strive to be. And like I said, the list is so long, the KRS-One's, and like I said, it's just so many. But like I said, it's just that the late 80s, early 90s was just like a great time for hip-hop. And like I said, I guess it was the time, like, you know, I think the first thing for me that really made me really want to pick up the pen and just go hard at this was when I saw Yo MTV Raps was aired on cable. So when I first saw that and saw your Dougie Freshers and stuff like that, that's when I knew. Because like I said, when my brother was into it, you know, when I saw it younger, I never thought in a million years that hip-hop would be where it is right now. You know, I really just was used to just sitting on the stoop and looking at cats, you know, just really express themselves and say what they had to say. And like I said, I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm looking here now, I really never thought that it would be like I'm sitting here now on a radio show, a blog talk radio show. And like I said, I never would have thought that this is where hip hop would be at this point in time.
Wow. It's a blessing, man. It truly is a blessing. And your name, P. Wise, the MC, it's a lot of wisdom in your music. Are you trying to reach one, teach one? Like, where does the name come from?
Yeah, and that's another thing. A lot of, like, that's another thing. Like, a lot of cats, when they first hear my name, they, like, sometimes they automatically, like, my brother was into the 5% Nation, you know, I guess at one time. But for me, it actually came from, you know, just being in my neighborhood. And, you know, what I was really, like, you know, I was in the streets. But, you know, my mother was really, like, real, real big on, you know, not trying to make sure that you wasn't a part of the streets, even though we was in the streets. So, but I had to live that environment. And I had to be there. So a lot of the cats that I grew up around, they wasn't as knowledgeable as me about certain things and on certain subjects. So as I'm sitting in the park, you know, sometimes I would just be there just having conversations. You know, they would ask me questions, and they would just, I'd be coming in the park or I'd be out on the block, and they just say, oh, there go the Wise Man, or there's Wise. So they got to the point where I just kept that name, and, you know, I said, okay, well, that's going to be my rap name. As I started writing raps and everything like that, I said, okay, let me just call myself Wise. And it was Precise at one time. That was my name. So I just kept the P. And just use what the guys on the street used to call me as far as the Wise Man. And I just ran with it, as you can see.
And it sounds like with real life, you put a lot of, like, everything we're talking about right now, you put a lot of the street in it. You put a lot of knowledge into it. Can you kind of take us back to actually creating the concept of the song and actually writing the song? Were you in a studio or were you? Yeah, how did that happen?
I was home. I was sitting at home and I was going through some things, you know, going through some things, some trials and tribulations. And then I said, you know what? You know, instead of just making, because my thing is when I used to make hip hop songs, my thing was, you know, keep my personal life personal and just have fun with the music. But at that time when I was sitting down, I said, you know what, let me pour my heart out, my real heart out, you know, how I'm feeling, you know, my therapy. I said, I need some therapy, you know, because I'm not the type of cat that really, you know, talks and tells people, you know, how I feel personally. So I was like, let me sit down and pour my heart out. And like I said, even when you hear the first beginning of the words, the first verse, when it tells you, you know, your childhood scars, how you didn't get far in the game of life. You know, I just started thinking about, you know, when I did have those record deals on the table, and, you know, when I didn't use those opportunities to the best of my ability. So I just said, you know what, let me just sit down and just write down some real lyrics just straight from my heart. And like I said, from the first verse, that's exactly what I meant. And then when I start the second verse, you know, I had to ask my mom for forgiveness, because, you know, at this point in my life, you know, I have four beautiful children. But, you know, I had to just really, you know, tell my moms, and my mom's been through a lot with me. So I really had to make sure that she knew that I apologized, you know, and forgive me for if I didn't come out the best way that she wanted me to.
Wow. That's powerful, dude. We got to hear this thing. Hey, go ahead and introduce it. We're going to rock out to it, give the people a little sample of it, and come right back with it.
All right, this is your man, P-Wise, the MC. You're about to check out my new joint. You know, Real Life is going to be available soon to you on all platforms. You know, I advise y'all to really go and check that out.
Let's go.
P-Double, baby. Reality rap. I got a story to tell. That's so cold, deep inside of your mind, shit that's untold. Your childhood scars, how you didn't get far in this game of life. Nigga gotta make it right, it's time to break the cycle and release the Bible. You see the God inside of all of us, fuck a idol. It's time to move up, like we Jeffersons. We facing big odds, but learning lessons in everything we go through, so let it out like Goku. China men see I struggle when they say it's vocal. Oh, my mistake is buku, but still this shit is brutal. You trying to find yourself? Yo, that's how these niggas lose you. So here's a memorandum, I put that on the board. I'll never stand down, I put that on the Lord. Follow that with the praying emoji. In that sin that few rappers can hold me. For lack of seeing Papa and all the baby mamas. Yo, am I stuck in karma or am I in control? I'm trying to save my soul before my heart is cold. I run with underdogs, they all stay in trouble though. They went from dog chow to eating blue buffalo. That's just some wordplay, they make me put it in. I'm with your girlfriend, she made me put it in. The world is insane and it's so plain that it's bigger than these chains and the cocaine. I call it genocide, but then I gotta hide because they flip the shit around and call it black pride. And now I'm racist to all these faces that wouldn't give a fuck about me if I lay stiff. So I keep it moving like a Mayflower. Looking at the sword, I know I got the power.
That's so mean.
Thank you.
That's some real spit. That's what we used to call real spit, right?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah. And like I said, no disrespect to the game. No disrespect to the game and the way that it is now. But, you know, I just feel as though, like, there's a whole fan base of hip-hop that got alienated, you know, due to the, like I said, I know everything evolves and thing changes, but, you know, I just feel as though, you know, me personally, I just feel as though that a whole fan base got alienated in hip-hop, because, you know, you got people that's above, like, I'm not afraid to say, you know, I'm over the age of 30, so, but, you, like I said, it's a whole fan base over the age of 30 that I feel as though got alienated, and, you know, it's like the industry didn't care about them, so I said, let me try to touch base on, you know, the people that love hip-hop, the purists. I said, let me try to touch base and see if I can reel those kind of fans back in.
Yeah, man, we miss it, P. Bring it back, bro. Real talk.
Thank you. I definitely
appreciate that. That takes it back to, like, man, Joe, like, Mob, M.O.B.B., you know, Rakim, like.
Yeah.
Man, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Cool G.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like I said, so, yeah, Quiet has kept I knew cats like that. My brother, you know, ran around with Cool G Rap. I remember having the Ill Street Blues. I remember I listened to that tape because my brother was friends with Cool G Rap. So I remember having that tape for, I think, 3 months before it even hit the street. So I got to soak that tape up way before it even hit the street. So, yeah, you're definitely right about that.
All right, so let's take it back to one of my favorite lines on the second verse. Not only did you, you know, speak to your mom, like you said a second ago, all the baby mothers, like you said, you touched on that. But then you said something that was funny. You said they eating blue cheese, like you running the streets with your guys.
Oh, with the underdogs. They went from Dog Chow to eating blue buffalo.
Right. You said it's just a wordplay. That was ill.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you right there. Yeah, like I said, I love the underdog. Like,
they made me put it in.
I've always loved the underdog. And like I said, I ain't gonna lie. Like I consider myself to be what you call like a smooth cat. So. Watch your girlfriend around the wise, man.
She made me put it in. I caught that. Oh, wow. All right, man. So, very hot single, Real Life. Make sure y'all go and cop that, man. SoundCloud, hit your boy up. Wise, P-Wise, the MC. Hit him up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine. If you're listening to this now, you're on our blogs, USA Blog Network, so you definitely got the links at your disposal. So do the right thing. So what's going on? What's next for you, P-Wise? Is this part of an upcoming album with the new single Lady? Or what should we be looking for 2018?
Well, actually, like you said, this right now, this is what I'm doing. It's like a promotional campaign. Like the album that's coming out, it should be... I should be done with this album, you know, tentatively. I'm thinking maybe, you know, the earlier 2019 or, you know, my mid 2019. The name of the album is going to be called Better Late Than Never. You know, and like these two songs right now, I'm just trying to get those out there just to give the people a feel of what type of an artist I am and what I want to bring to the table. And like I said, try to bring back those fans that I feel as though, like I said, got alienated, you know, with all the stuff that's going on right now. Like I said, no disrespect to the artists and everything that's out now, but, you know, I feel as though hip-hop needs a little bit more substance. I think it's just gotten too repetitive. I think hip-hop has just become so repetitive right now, and that fans are just so numb. It's getting to the point where even, you know, artists, like, I love Lil' Kim as an artist, but I heard her latest two songs. You know, one song she was using auto-tunes and, you know, the flow with that everybody else is using. So I just think as though, like, you know, we need to get rid of some of the repetitiveness that's in hip hop right now.
I agree. I totally agree. So, man, I really appreciate you taking your time out, coming and rocking with us here at the Dopeness Interview Series, man. Hats off and salute to the whole movement, what you're doing, man, with the positive, conscious, real spit that the fans have missed for so long, you know. So salute to you, man, the real MCs out there on the grind.
All right. I want to thank you for having me tonight. I definitely want to thank you for having me.
All right, so you heard it here, man. Another dope episode, the Dopeness Interview Series, my brother P-Wise. Check him out on SoundCloud. Definitely join the movement on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Wiseman226. That's Wise with a Z. You heard me? All right. And if you haven't went ahead and already added USA Blog Network and followed us on social media, do so now. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine at USA Blog Network. And until then, man, the dopest in the world, man. We got hitters out here, man. Man, real hip hop. All right. So until next time, y'all have a good night. We out of here. Peace.
P double baby, reality rap. I got a story to tell. Growing up in the world that's so cold, deep inside of your mind, shit that's untold. Your childhood scars, how you didn't get far. In this game of life, nigga gotta make it right. It's time to break the cycle and release the Bible. You see the God inside of all of us, fuck a idol. It's time to move up like we Jeffersons. We facing big odds, but learning lessons in everything we go through, so let it out like Goku. China men see our struggle when they say it's vocal. Oh, my mistake is buku.